Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Nice to be with you this morning. My brothers and sisters, it's always a joy to bring God's word. And we're going to be kind of all over the Bible this morning. But I trust God will speak to you through His Word, as He always does. Let me just say a word of prayer to ask God to speak to us through His Word, through me, His messenger. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we would ask that the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, would now speak to our hearts. May you encourage us and comfort us. And we ask this in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. So, the two greatest fears that man has are death and speaking in public. Regarding death, a very famous American playwright wrote something important. He said that the statistics on death are quite impressive. One out of one people die. And that certainty of death generates great fear in many people. But it shouldn't for the Christian. For the Christian, our last day is our best day.
对我们基督徒来说，我们的最后一天是我们最好的一天。
Because it is our first day with Jesus.
因为那是我们与耶稣同在的第一天。
So this morning I'd like to talk about trusting Jesus as our Savior gives us an incredible gift of hope.
所以今天我证道的要点是依靠耶稣做我们的救主。 他给我们带来一个非常奇妙的礼物，那就是希望。
And I'd like to consider three thoughts.
我想从三个方面来讨论这个。
Number one.
第一个。
Present hope for grieving Christians.
对当前的基督徒的一个希望。
Number two. Future hope for every Christian.
对每一个基督徒的未来的希望。
And number three. Urgent warning for every non-Christian.
第三点就是对非信徒的紧急的警告。
So let's talk about present hope for grieving Christians.
那现在是我们讨论一下当前悲痛的基督徒的希望。
Over the course of my life, I have lost many family members and friends who knew Jesus.
在我的过去，我失去了很多家人，他们都信耶稣的。
As I'm sure many of you have.
我想你们大家也失去了很多亲人。
And it breaks our hearts.
让我们很伤心。
Because they're not with us anymore.
因为他们跟我们不在一起了。
But as Christians, we know where they are.
但是对于我们基督徒来说，我们知道他们在哪里。
They are with the Lord Jesus in heaven.
耶稣在天国与耶稣同在。
So we have hope.
所以我们有希望。
We're not hopeless.
我们不是绝望的。
Hope is a confidence in God's promise of future blessings.
希望是神对我们未来祝福的一个信心。
The only uncertainty regarding that hope is when will it happen?
唯一的不确定点就是时间问题，不知道那时候什么时候会发生。
I'm from the state of Minnesota.
我从明尼苏达州来。
And therefore, I'm a fan of Minnesota sports.
所以我对那个明尼苏达的那个运动队呢，就是我是他的那个迷球迷。
I'm a fan of the Minnesota Vikings.
我是明尼苏达 Viking 的球迷。
It's a football team.
是一个橄榄球队。
They've been to the ultimate championship called the Super Bowl 4 times.
他们去了那个 Super Bowl 有4次。
They've lost every time.
每次他们都失败了，都没有赢。
Makes me a fan very sad.
当然我对球迷来说很失望，很伤心。
But I have hope that one day they'll win it.
但是我有希望，总有一天他们会赢的。
But there's no certainty that they will.
但是不是很确定他们会赢。
But when it comes to heaven and the Christian,
但对我们基督徒，对我们天国来说，
my hope is certain.
我的希望是有确定的。
The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 these words.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书这样说道，
We sorrow, but not as those who have no hope.
我们伤心，但是不是对那些没有希望的人伤心。
Our tears shed when a loved one dies are tears of hope.
当我们所爱的人过世的时候，我们会流下那个痛苦的眼泪。
Not hopelessness.
不是绝望的眼泪。
And what is the source of that hope?
那个希望的源头是什么？
Why can we be sad and yet hopeful and joyful at the same time?
为什么我们在悲伤的同时又有希望又有快乐呢？
We're sad because someone we love is momentarily gone.
我们伤心是因为我们所爱的人暂时离开了我们。
But we're hopeful and filled with joy because they're with Jesus.
我们开心，我们快乐，是因为他们与耶稣同在。
And we will see them one day.
有一天我们会跟他们见面。
In Philippians 1:21-23,
在腓立比书第一章第21到第23节这样写道，
Paul said, For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain.
保罗说，因为活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
He says, Death is advantage.
他说那个死亡是一个收获。
In the 23rd verse, he says, It is far better to die and go to be with the Lord.
他说在第23节说，他说，最好是死亡，因为我们与耶稣见面嘛。
Than to stay here on earth.
比在那个地上好。
And here's why.
这是为什么？
In 2 Corinthians 5:8, we read, Absent from the body is to be at home with the Lord.
在哥林多后书第5章第8节说，我们 我们离开我们的身体，是因为我们有希望与神同在。
The minute we close our eyes here,
在我们闭上眼睛的那一刻，
we immediately open them in heaven.
我们立刻在天国睁开我们的眼睛。
And oh, what a glorious day that will be.
那是一个非常非常美好的一天。
Somebody said, Death is the chariot our Heavenly Father sends to bring us home to Himself.
有人说死亡是我们的天父
Jesus wanted to comfort his disciples in the upper room the night that he was betrayed.
耶稣要在他被背叛的那前一天安慰他的门徒。
He'd been telling them that he was going to go away and they could not come.
他告诉他们他要走离开，但是他们不能跟着他。
And what he said to them was very comforting.
他跟他们说的话是非常有安慰的。
He said, I go to prepare a place for you.
他说我离去是为了为你们准备一个地方。
So death is going home to a prepared place.
所以死亡呢，实际上是去一个为我们准备好的地方。
It's a place that Jesus has been making ready for all of his children.
那个地方呢，是耶稣为他所有的儿女准备好的地方。
And what is that place like?
那个地方像什么样子呢？
We could ask the question, what is it like where God is?
我们可以问在神的地方是什么样的呢？
And the psalmist tells us.
诗篇告诉我们。
In Psalm 16.
诗篇第16章。
In verse 11.
第11节。
He says this.
他这样说道。
It was one of the verses we read earlier.
这是我们刚才读过的一个。
David is speaking to God.
大卫对神说。
And he says, in your presence is fullness of joy.
他说在你的面前我们有完全的喜乐。
And in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
他说在你的右手有很大的快乐。
So what he tells us is that heaven is a place of maximum joy and pleasure.
他告诉我们天国是一个有极大快乐的地方。
We've all had moments of joy, haven't we?
我们有的时候都会感到开心，对不对？
When my Minnesota Twins won the World Series in 87 and 91, I had joy.
他说我们 Minnesota Twins 在71年和87 and 91, 在87年和91年得到冠军的时候，我是非常高兴的。
And I've had moments of pleasure.
我非常开心。
I have 6 grandkids, and when I'm with them, I'm filled with joy and pleasure.
我有六个孙子孙女，跟他们在一起的时候，我非常开心。
So we've all had joy and pleasure.
我们都有的时候有快乐和喜乐。
But let's crank it up to the absolute nth degree, and we still don't know how deep and special heaven's joy and pleasure will be.
我们还是不知道我们天国的快乐是多么多的深。那我们看一下。
Oh, what a glorious place it will be.
那是一个充满荣耀的地方。
And that's why we're comforted when we lose loved ones, because we know they're there right now, enjoying all of that.
所以当我们的爱所爱的人过世的时候呢，我们的内心会感到宽慰，因为我们知道他们是在那么美好的地方。
And it's for that reason that we hear these interesting words from the psalmist and from King Solomon.
所以因为这个原因，我们听到的所罗门说的话。
In Psalm 116:15, the psalmist says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord are the deaths of His saints."
所罗门说的话是 ，I'm sorry, precious.
Psalm 116:15.
他是所罗门，就是 116:15 在那个诗篇第116章第15节说，在耶和华眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵。
Death is perceived by God as a valuable thing.Because his children come home.
在神的眼里呢，死亡是一个极为价值的事情，因为他的儿女呢回家了。
When my kids come to my house,
我的孩子到回家的时候呢，
I am very happy.
我是非常高兴的。
Also in Ecclesiastes 7:1,
在传道书第七章第一节说到，
King Solomon said a very strange thing.
他说了一个非常奇怪的事情。
He said, "The day of his death is better than the day of his birth."
他说他死亡的日子比他的生的日子还要好。
That seems odd to me. Doesn't seem odd to you?
奇怪，你们觉得奇怪吗？
But why does he say that?
那他为什么会这样说呢？
Because Solomon understood there would be this greater glory awaiting him in heaven.
因为所罗门知道在天国有个更大的荣耀的地方在等着他。
You see, most people believe they're in the land of the living, going to the land of the dying.
So, 很多人以为呢，相信呢，我们现在活着的时候呢，是在一个有生命的地方，走向死亡的地方。
But just the opposite is true.
但是与其相反。
We're in the land of the dying, going to the land of the living.
我们是在一个死的地方，走向有生命的地方。
So our present hope is immediate heaven, and that's what comforts us when we grieve.
所以我们现在的希望就是的天国。我们悲伤的时候想到天国。
Christians die.
基督徒会死亡。
The Apostle Paul, he's not alive today, is he?
保罗现在也不在世了。
The Apostle Peter, he's not alive today.
彼得也不在世了。
Christians die.
基督徒会死亡。
And it's comforting to know.That immediately we're ushered into this place of great freedom and perfection.
所以我们非常有安慰，因为我们知道我们立刻会去一个极其美好、有很多自由的地方。
Freedom from evil and sin.
脱离邪恶和罪恶的自由。
What a glorious place that must be.
那是一个非常有。
No evil, no sin.
没有邪恶，没有罪恶。
Freedom from pain and sorrow.
没有痛苦。悲伤的自由。
What an incredible world it must be, where there's no pain, there's no sadness.
那是一个不可置信的地方，因为没有悲伤，没有痛苦。
There's just perfect pleasure.
这是一个完美的一个快乐那里有。
Perfect knowledge.
完美的知识。
Perfect love.
完美的爱。
Perfect joy.
完美的快乐。
Perfect peace.
完美的平安。
The reason we're comforted when we grieve for lost loved ones.
这就是我们为什么会感到欣慰，当我们失去我们所爱的人。
It's because all death can do is just take us home to Jesus.
因为死亡
So this morning, as you think of a loved one or a friend who's gone before you, know that they've never been better. And they'll be waiting for you. And that's one of the glories of heaven. We're reunited forever. And most importantly of all, we get to see Jesus, the one who died for us. So be comforted this morning, even in your grieving,
for that loved one.
Now let's talk about the future hope for every Christian. In 1 Corinthians 15:20, the Apostle Paul said, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, and he is the first fruits of them who sleep."
在哥林多前书第15章20节，保罗说，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人的初熟的果子。
And what he means by that is that Jesus' resurrection is a promise that all of us who know Jesus will be resurrected to.
他这样说的是因为耶稣的复活呢，是对我们每个人的一个保证，我们每个人都能复活。
And let's talk about that body.
让我们说一说那个身体。
We saw a verse earlier, we read a verse earlier.
我们之前读了一个经文。
Philippians 3:21.
腓立比书第三章二十一节。
Now listen to this.
请听这个。
Jesus will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory.
他要按照他能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己的荣耀的身体相似。
Now we're not going to look like Jesus.
我们当然不可能长得像耶稣。
But our resurrected bodies will have the same consistency as Jesus.
但是我们复活的身体与耶稣复活的身体会有相似的地方。
Eternal, immortal.
永久的。
And so I want to just talk a little bit about how Paul describes that new body.
所以我想讨论一下那个保罗是如何谈论那个身体的。
It awaits every Christian.
让每个耶稣的基督徒呢警醒过来。
Jesus' resurrection promises it's going to happen.
耶稣的复活呢会给我们带来希望，那会发生的。
And in its essence, it's going to be like Jesus.
会跟耶稣一样。
So what does that mean exactly?
那说明什么问题呢？
Well, let me read from 1 Corinthians 15:42 through 44.
让我们来读那个哥林多前书第十五章四十二到四十四节。
So Paul writes these words.
保罗说道。
So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness.It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body.
死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
So he's talking about the resurrected body of Christians.
他是说到我们基督徒复活的身体。
And when he says they're sown, he just means they're buried in the ground.
他说他那个是被埋在土里的。
And when he says they're raised, he's talking about resurrection.
他说他复活是他站起来的时候是表示他复活了。
And this is the new body that awaits every Christian.
这是一个新的身体正等待着每一个基督徒。
I'm almost 73, and I've discovered something about my physical body.
我将近73岁了，我发现我最近的身体状况。
It's not 18.
不像18岁了。
It's getting older And it, I wake up with aches and pains.
是老了，早上醒来的时候都有这这里痛那里痛。
We all understand that.
我们都明白这些。
But here's the good news.
但这是一个好消息。
He says our body's going to be imperishable. The new body is imperishable.
新的身体永远不会朽坏。
It's no longer subject to sickness.
从来不会受到。
Have you ever been sick a day in your life?
也从来不会受到疾病的折磨。你们有没有生过一天？
Many, many times.
生病啊，有很多次生病。
It'll be no longer subject to disease like cancer.
也不会有病魔，像癌症。
And it will no longer be subject to death.
也永远不会有死亡。
It's a body that's imperishable, immortal, impervious to all those things that we have to deal with today.
这个身体呢是永远不会朽坏的，不像我们今天的身体。
Secondly, it's glorious.
第二个呢，它是荣耀的。
That means there's no more shame because of sin's presence in us.
我们不会有，因为我们有罪恶的存在而感到羞愧。
We'll be delivered from the presence of sin.
我们将会脱离如今的罪恶。
Jeremiah says our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked.
说我们的心呢是被欺骗的，我们一直希望能够被警醒。
Our new bodies won't possess that kind of heart anymore.
我们的新的身体不会有那样的心。
And he says our bodies will be powerful.
我们的身体会有力量。
And I think what he means by that, there's no more weakness to temptation.
我想他说的原因是因为我们不会被诱惑呢而感到软弱。
Don't raise your hands.
不要举你的手。
But how often are you tempted every day?
好的，每天你有多次呢会被到会感到诱惑。
Every day the enemy comes and he tries to woo us, doesn't he?
Yeah, 每天我们都会敌人来引诱我们。
Through what we see.
从我们看到的。
Through what we hear.
从我们听到的。
Our new bodies.
我们新的身体。
No more of that.
不会有那些。
And then finally, not only are they imperishable, glorious, and powerful, they're spiritual.
Yeah, 最后呢，除了我们的身体是不会朽坏的，有荣耀的，有力量的，而且呢是属灵的。
No more time and space limitations.
没有时间和空间的限制。
Remember when Jesus had been risen from the dead, he would appear and then kind of disappear.
记得耶稣从死里复活的时候，他会出现，然后又消失。
And I think there's so much more to this. We don't even imagine what this exactly means, but we know this. We're not going to be limited like we are today because of time and space.
Yeah, 我们知道呢，我们不会被时间和空间限制。
A brand new body. I'm looking forward to it. How about you?
非常希望有新的身体，你们大家呢？
Amen.
Amen.
Benjamin Franklin was one of our founding fathers here in America.
Benjamin Franklin 是我们的当今的。
I'm not sure he was a Christian, but he understood resurrection. He wrote his own epitaph on his tomb. If you visit his tomb, you will see this. And he certainly understood what it was to be raised from the dead. Benjamin Franklin had many trades. One of them was he was a printer.
He was a printer. Oh, he printer?
Printer of
okay.
books.
Oh, 他是一个出版商，就复印书。
So I'm going to read to you what he wrote on his tomb.
他我将读他写在他墓上的一个座右铭。
Like an old book, our bodies will appear once more in a new and more beautiful edition, corrected. And amended by the author himself.
我们旧的身体就像一本新的书一样，经过作者的修改和修正之后呢，会有一个更新的、更美丽的版本。
That's good stuff.
这是好的东西。
So there's a new, corrected and amended edition of you and me awaiting us on Resurrection Day.
So, 在复活的时候，有一个更新的、修改过的身体在等着我们。
So, the next ache or pain you feel?
你们感到了这里痛啊，那里痛啊。
Remember that.
记住那些。
And then finally,
最后
an urgent warning for each non-Christian.
对那些非信徒的紧急的那个警告。
One day, every unsaved man or woman will stand before God and give an account of their life.
总有一天，我们不幸的人会在神的面前对他们的生命呢做以交代。
In Hebrews 9:27, the author says this.
在希伯来书第九章二十七节，他说道。
It is appointed unto man once to die.
按照定命，人人都有一死。
But after that, the judgment.
死后呢，都会有审判。
And we have a picture of that judgment in Revelation 20.
我们在启示录二十章有一张图。
In my opinion,
我在我的观点里面。
The most sobering chapter in the Bible.
这是我们圣经里面最好一章。
I just want to read two verses from.
一章一章，就读两个经文。
This is Revelation 20 and verse 12.
启示录二十章十二节。
And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And I'm going to read one more verse, verse 15. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
第二十章十二节说，我又看见死的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，这就是生命册。死的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。若有人名字没在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And that is the very sad and sobering result of rejecting Jesus.
这是一个非常悲伤的拒绝耶稣的记载。
And if you haven't trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can make that hope I've been talking about, heaven, resurrection, you can make that your own.
如果你还没有信靠神的话呢，你就会刚刚听我说的耶稣复活，从那个希望呢得到信心。
And it's by believing that he died for your sins.
我们相信他是为我们的罪而死。
Most famous verse in the Bible, probably, John 3:16.
圣经中最有名的约翰第三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will never perish but have everlasting life.
神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Martin Luther, the famous church reformer,
马丁路德一个著名的教会改革者
called John 3:16 the heart of the Bible, the gospel in miniature.
他说这个约翰福音第三章第十六节是圣经的心脏，是福音的缩写。
And he broke it down like I'm going to read it to you right now.
他把这个整段话呢弄成一小块一小块来分析。
God, the greatest lover.
神是一个最伟大的爱人。
So loved the greatest degree.
爱是表示他爱我们的一个程度。
The world, the greatest number.
的世人表示他的那个范围有很大的。
That he gave the greatest.Act.
他给是他伟大的一个行动。
His only begotten Son, the greatest gift.
他唯一的儿子是最伟大的礼物。
That whosoever, and that's the greatest invitation.
一切信他的是他说要求所有的人。
Believes.
相信他。
That's the greatest simplicity.
那是非常简单，就信任信靠他。
In him,
信靠他,
that's Jesus,
因为他是耶稣,
the greatest person,
是最伟大的人,
should not perish,
不会, 灭亡,
that's the greatest deliverance,
这是非常永远的拯救, 最好的拯救,
but,
但是是个拯救,
the greatest difference,
不同的地方是,
have,
我们得到了,
the greatest certainty,
得到是一个确定性,
everlasting life.
永生
the greatest possession.
我们最大的拥有。
So this morning,
是今天早晨,
if you've never ever trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
如果今天早晨你没有信靠耶稣作为你的救主,
I would invite you to do so today.
我邀请你们相信。
To believe that Jesus is your Savior.
相信耶稣是你的救主。
You must believe that I am a sinner.
你们必须相信我们是罪人。
I need a Savior.
我需要一个救主。
Jesus is that Savior.
耶稣是那个救主。
He died for my sins.
他为我们的罪而死。
He was raised to demonstrate God's justice has been satisfied.
他复活是跟我们证明神的正义得到了伸张。
And when I rest in that and in that alone,
我们安息的时候,
I am born again.
我重生了。
I am saved.
我被拯救了。
I am delivered from the penalty, presence, and one day the presence of sin.
我们从目前的罪恶中呢解释了，释放了。
I was raised in the church.
我在教会长大的。
I was baptized.
我被洗礼了。
I was confirmed.
我被 confirmed.
Confirmed.
Okay, he's confirmed.
Church education.
Okay, 他被那个接受那个教会的教育。
I sang in the choir.
我在教会的唱诗班唱歌。
I had a Bible. I never read it.
我有一个圣经，但我从来没有读过。
I was born in America.
我生在美国。
But I was not a Christian.
但我不是个基督徒。
And one day,
有一天,
I heard the simple truths of the gospel.
我听到一个福音的最简单的一个事情。
And I came under conviction.
我确信,
that I needed a Savior.
需要一个救主。
And Jesus was that Savior.
那耶稣就是那个救主。
Having a Bible is a good thing.
有圣经是件好事情。
Going to church is a good thing.
来教会聚会也是一个好事情。
Singing in the choir is a good thing.
唱诗班唱诗也是一个好事情。
But none of those things will ever get us to heaven.
但是所有的事情会让我们去天国。
Only one thing gets us to heaven.
只有一件事让我们去天国。
More accurately, only one person gets us to heaven.
更确信的说，只有一个人可以去天国。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me.
耶稣说我是一个耶稣说我是一个
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是生活中真实的事情。
And no one comes to me.
没有人到了我的面前。
Except, comes to the Father.
没有人到神的面前除了我。
Except through me. So Jesus is the only door.
耶稣是唯一的一个门。
When I became a Christian in the early 1970s,
在八十年代初我成了基督徒。
The Jesus movement was exploding in Southern California.
那个基督活动在南加州呢就刚刚开始了。
And you would be around those people, and they would be doing this.
你可以很多人在你周围人就做这些，做这个事情。
And they'd be saying one way.
做
one way.
朝这个方向，朝这个方向。
It's what the Bible says.
那就是圣经。
Only one way.
只有一个方向。
The Lord Jesus.
神耶稣。
So if you don't know Jesus this morning,
如果你今天早晨没有，
I beg of you to trust him today.
信靠他。
Trusting Jesus as our Savior gives us the incredible gift of hope.
信靠耶稣是因为他给我们一个最最好的礼物，那就是希望。
And as I close, I want to just remind us again of what awaits us. We've talked about how our immediate hope is absent from the body is to be at home with the Lord. So when that moment comes for all of us, we'll go home to be with Jesus.
我们在结束之前，我告诉你们，我们现在的希望呢是等我们再死亡的时候与耶稣见面。
But then later on, we get a new body.
然后之后呢，我们会有新的身体。
So that's our hope.
那是我们的希望。
But let me just read this description of heaven.
让我来读一下关于描述天国的一个描写。
So as we close the service, you'll be comforted knowing that loved one that's there right now, they're experiencing this.
是当我们结束今天聚会的时候，我们会感到宽慰，我们所爱的人是在天国。
And one day you will join them.
有一天你也会加入那里。
And then this is what eternity will look like.
那就是永生像那样子的。
Scripture repeatedly makes clear
很多经文清楚地告诉我们
that heaven is a realm of unsurpassed joy.
天国是一个有无比无比快乐的
unfading glory.
永远不会褪色的荣耀
undiminished happiness.
不会消失的快乐幸福
unlimited delights.
无限的快乐
and unending pleasures.
永远不会停止的喜乐。
Nothing about it can possibly be boring.
那里所有的事情都不会感到无聊。
I can assure you, you're not going to sit on a cloud and strum a harp.
我确信你不会在那个云里面呢。
Harp.
Okay, 那个你的翅膀。
Yes. It'll be a perfect existence.
这是一个完美的存在。
We will have unbroken fellowship with all of heaven's occupants.
我们将与天国所有的居民都有一个不可间断的一个团契的关系。
Adam and Eve,
Adam,
Moses,
夏娃
Abraham,
摩西
David,
Dave, 大卫
Paul,
保罗
Peter,
彼得
John,
约翰
and on and on.
还有更多的。
Life there will be devoid of any sorrows.
在那里的生活不会有任何的。
Any cares,
忧伤
any tears,
不会有眼泪
any fears,
不会有恐惧
and pain,
痛苦
That's our glorious future.
这是我们荣耀的未来
So be comforted this morning.
今天早晨希望大家都感到
Let me pray.
让我们祷告
Father, thank you for this hope we find in Jesus.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们从耶稣身上找到的希望。
The moment we die,
我们死去的时候
we are immediately ushered into your presence.
我们立刻在你的面前
A glorious, wonderful presence.
一个荣耀的
And we're reunited with all the saints of all the ages who've gone before us.
我们跟所有的圣徒呢相聚
But most importantly of all,
最重要的
we will be with Jesus.
我们会与耶稣同在
And it will be our best day.
那将是我们最好的一天。
And that day will never end because we will always be with Jesus.
那天永远不会结束，因为我们将会与耶稣永远同在。
And I pray this morning you would comfort each one here who have lost loved ones.
在这里，所有失去爱、所爱的人都会感到宽慰。
And I would.Pray that you would give those who are a little fearful of dying the wonderful hope that they'll be with you and they get a new body one day.
我也希望那些恐怕死亡的人呢会有希望，他们将来会有新的身体。
And Lord, if there's anyone here who has yet to trust Jesus,
神在这里有一些还有一些不信神的人。
May they trust him as their Savior today.
今天能够相信他是我们的救主吗？
Right now, may you just draw them to yourself.
现在，请你走到他的面前。
And may they believe that Jesus died for their sins.
相信耶稣是为我们的罪而死。
And may they believe that he was raised from the dead to prove he was the Son of God.
他从死里复活，来证明他是神的儿子。
And that your justice has been now satisfied.
我们的正义得到了伸张。
And may they experience the joy of being born again.
让我们所有的喜乐将会得到重生。
Thank you for our fellowship in Christ.
谢谢你的团契。
Thank you for speaking to us today.
谢谢你跟我们说话。
And as we leave this place, may we remember.
我们离开这里的时候，让我们记住。
We belong to you.
我们属于你。
And we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Thank you again. God bless you.
God bless you.